10 signs you might be a humiliation whore. Humiliation whores are fun, no doubt about that. I suspect most of my clients love humiliation to some extent, even if they don't think they do. Humiliation isn't necessarily what you think it might be. You don't have to enjoy someone making fun of you to be into humiliation. Humiliation can be quite subtle. Check out these 10 signs you might be a humiliation whore. Your answers might surprise you. Number 1. You fantasize about being caught doing something. It could be caught in panties, caught masturbating, or simply caught buying a lipstick. Number 2. There's something about your body you're ashamed of, but you get excited when people see it or know about it. This could be a small penis, your man boobs, or your knobby knees. Number 3. You want to be treated like an object or a younger person. This is classic objectification and is a serious sign of humiliation fetish. Number 4. You think you're unworthy and you want to be ignored. Being ignored makes you feel unimportant, like you're not even there, and is very humiliating. Number 5. It turns you on if someone pretends to like you, but then reveals she's just using you to get what she wants. Number 6. Your cock gets hard when it shouldn't. If your girlfriend cheats on you, or if your classmates laugh at you, or if some other terrible thing happens, your dick shouldn't get hard, unless you're secretly into humiliation. Number 7. You want to do gross things for a mistress. Eating cum is the biggie, but there are also many other yucky things, left unsaid for now, you may love to do for me. Number 8. Giving up your masculinity. Wearing panties, being feminized, anal orgasms, all of these things challenge the notions of manhood you've been taught. Number 9. Doing homosexual things when you know you're straight. This is similar to giving up your masculinity, but even more humiliating. Number 10. You love to be teased and your orgasm denied. What's more humiliating than begging to come and being told no? So how did you do? Can you think of any other signs you're into humiliation that I may have missed? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com, or if you want to talk to me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.